It's July 16, 51 years ago today. Apollo 11 with astronauts Commander Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin and Michael Collins was launched from Kennedy Space Center. Four days later, man walked on the moon.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Not quite as significant in world-changing events, but the young ones arrived on Australian televisions on this day in 1985.
You never told us your mother was a bartender.
Well, she was a shoplifter when I knew her.
She doesn't look strong enough.
Birthdays topping the list is Australian tennis great Margaret Court. She's 78. The winner of 24 titles returned to become the first Aussie woman to win the Grand Slam.
And then somebody said, well, you haven't won the Grand Slam yet. Why don't you go for that?
Police drummer Stuart Copeland turned 68 today, well known these days for film and TV scores. He wrote the soundtracks for movies like Wall Street, See No Evil, Hear No Evil and Highlander 2. But back in the 80s, there were hits like this. Irish dancing sensation, Lord of the Dance, Michael Flatley is 62.
You just want to dance. I just wanted to dance.
Comedy actor Will Ferrell is 53, racking up the movies Anchorman, Elf, Talladega Nights, Step Brothers, some very funny movies.
My high-level income? I mean, it's not crazy to think I can't live to be 245, maybe 300.
Ed Kowalczyk is 49, lead singer for the rock band Live, had the big-selling album Throwing Copper. Former child star Corey Feldman turns 49 today, teamed up with the other Corey, Corey Haim, for a string of hit movies in the 80s, including The Lost Boys.
Fighters for truth, justice and the American way.
Giant Australian rugby league and rugby union winger Wendell Saylor is 46.
Wendell Saylor scores in his farewell appearance.
And special birthday for former golfing number one Adam Scott turns 40. Finally, actress and dancer Ginger Rogers was born on this day in 1911, died aged 83 in 1995. Ginger made a wonderful team with Fred Astaire and won an Oscar for her role in Kit Foyle.
I had worked so hard, whatever it was, I was just glad that I was there and I had done something.
Remembering Ginger Rogers on July 16.